It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lum.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lum with you tonight on WCDO, live from Franklin Central School. It's our first game of the week. We'll be doing three games this week here on CDO. We'll have a game tonight, Thursday night, and Saturday night. So it's going to be a week chock full of basketball here on WCDO. Again, we're live in Franklin tonight. It's a girls' Tri-Valley League battle between Franklin and the visiting Worcester Wolverines. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Two of the teams that are off to a good start this year in the Tri-Valley League, Franklin and Worcester tonight, and we could be on the verge of history. If it doesn't come tonight, I'm fairly certain it'll come sometime soon, as Franklin sophomore Kayla Campbell is 38 points away from hitting the 1,000 career point club. And, you know, we've seen games right here on CDO where she's had 28 or 30 in the first half. She's had over 40 a couple times in her career. So we said better safe than sorry. We wanted to be here tonight to bring you this one just in case Kayla has one of those special nights where she goes off, scores a whole bunch of points, and gets into the 1,000 career point club. She's looking up at the banner here on the far side of the gym, wondering if she can join the company of some very special young ladies who did it in their career here in Franklin. Of course, you have the all-time leading scorer in school history in section in all time in Section 4, Jordan Beers from the class of 2014, scored 2,442 points, so she is at the top of the list. Now, Kayla, only a sophomore, if she gets 1,000 here midway through her sophomore season, she could have a chance, you know, knock on wood, if everything goes well and she stays healthy, to have a chance to maybe get Jordan's mark down the road. Behind her is the class of 1985, Denise McNeely, 1,634 points. That was before the three-point line. And if you talk to a lot of local basketball historians, Denise McNeely, probably one of the best players to come out of our area. And one that is probably a little more attainable, maybe even this year, class of 93, Julie Veen, with 1,114 points. So those are the three girls that are in the 1,000 career point club here in Franklin, and Kayla might be joining them tonight. If not, she's going to have a chance on their home floor against Lawrence here on Friday night. So a good chance for Kayla either way. Again, it's our Butler Auto tip-off show. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get you set for Franklin and Worcester. I'm Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. Also, of course, all our listeners online at WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's banking easier. They are also the sponsor of our game audio archive. Any game that we do here on the radio is on our website at WCDOsports.com. We also list all our game winners there for the awards that we hand out at the end of each game for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. And it's all right there courtesy of SFCU. So it should be an exciting night here tonight. Franklin and the Worcester Wolverines in a girls' Tri-Valley League matchup tonight. We're going to pause for the singing of the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. And when we come back, we'll have this contest tonight between the Purple Devils and the Wolverines on WCDO. Stay tuned.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Let's get you into the starting lineups here for this contest between the Franklin and Worcester girls. We're live tonight at FCS. Nate Lull here on WCDO, and a big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. For the visiting Worcester Wolverines and head coach Chris Kaltenbach, they have junior number 2, Jenna Morrell. They have sophomore number 10, Araya Haley. They have junior number 11, Miriam O'Dell. Freshman number 12, Izzy O'Dell. And one of their best players, junior number 23, Delamar Vega Haley. On the other side for Franklin and Mike Dutcher, they have sophomore number 2, Marissa Campbell. Senior number 10, Alyssa Nowitny. Senior number 11, Maddie Ackley. They have sophomore number 22, Kayla Campbell. And it looks like the other player they're going to go with tonight is senior number 15, Molly McLaughlin. And so Franklin going through their starting lineups now. Worcester's already gone through theirs. Worcester is in the road green uniforms with the white trim. Says Worcester in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Franklin's in the home whites with the gold and the purple trim. Says Purple Devils in purple lettering across the front of the chest there. So we are all set to go. And again, maybe you're joining us tonight because you didn't want to come out on my way up here to Franklin. Some snow squalls and some covered roads. So if you're out and about, folks, please be careful. Our weather guy back at CDO saying that the snow squall should be stopping here momentarily. So hopefully those road crews get out and clear everything up. And if the road crews are listening, thank you for all your service out there. We just certainly appreciate it. I know I do when I'm trying to get home after these ball games late at night. All our local roads are usually really well taken care of, especially the back roads that I have to cut up and over to get home. So always appreciate that. And, hey, if you're out there plowing and listening in, should be a good one here tonight. And, again, Kayla Campbell, the sophomore here for Franklin, looking for her 1,000 career points. She wants to join that club tonight. She's 38 away, so tonight could be a bit of a stretch, you know, but we've seen her have some monster games in the past. I believe her career high is 44, so it's not impossible, but we'll see. I'm sure Worcester knows that, and they're going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at her here tonight. We'll jump it up, and Franklin will win the opening tip, and they will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off. So Franklin has the basketball. They'll pump it into the low post and back out top to McLaughlin. Now to the right wing side. Franklin setting up on offense. Worcester will be in the man-to-man, it looks like. Left side here for Ackley. Now back to McLaughlin, top of the key. Shot clock to 10. They go to Nowitny. She fires up a 20-footer. It's off the mark. And a rebound here for Worcester. Here is Delamar Vega Haley. Wants to try to go coast-to-coast. Left-handed layup rolls around the rim and won't go. And the Purple Devils with a rebound. So we're scoreless. We're 30 seconds in between Franklin and Worcester here tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Franklin with the basketball. They'll go to the corner. Now they go inside to the left low block. Kayla Campbell will send it over to Maddie Ackley. Her jumper is off the mark. Nowitny with a rebound. Cleans the glass there. Franklin will reset. Marissa Campbell, straightaway three, left it short. Rebound to Nowitny again. Turnaround shot is blocked. And we'll have a whistle there with 7:02 to go in the first quarter. Good size matchup on the inside. Both teams have some good size down on the low block. Foul is going to be on Marissa Campbell, her first, team's first. Worcester will have it, and Franklin's going to come with some full court pressure. They'll get a steal. They'll work it inside to Kayla Campbell. Her jumper in the paint is off the mark, and Worcester comes away with the basketball once again. They'll work it up to Jenna Morrell. Morrell on the left wing side now will go to Araya Haley. Back to Delamar Vega. Haley takes it to the rim, and the layup is good, and Worcester will get the first points of the game. They lead 2-0 with 6:35 to go in this opening frame here tonight at FCS. Kayla Campbell being guarded here by the sophomore number 10 for Worcester, Araya Haley. Franklin working the ball around. In the game last year between these two, Worcester did a good job, clamped down on Kayla Campbell and kept her to 12 points. It was her teammates who stepped up that night. And a jumper here from Maddie Ackley is good on the right baseline, tying this game up at 2-2 with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Worcester with the basketball going right to left. Dribbled off the foot there of Delamar Vega Haley. They'll say it was last touched there by the Franklin Purple Devils, so the Wolverines will keep it. With 6:10 to go in this first quarter, we're tied up 2-2 in this girls' Tri-Valley League game here tonight. Two teams who are off to a good start this season. Here is Delamar. Her shot is off the mark. Left it short. Might have been partially blocked, and Molly McLaughlin will come down with a rebound. Outlet pass to Kayla Campbell, and she gets it across midcourt. With 5:50 to go in the first quarter, we're tied 2-2 between the Purple Devils and the Wolverines. Ackley, left side jumper, left it short again. Kayla Campbell chasing for the rebound. It's tipped out of bounds, last touch by Miriam Odell of Worcester. And so Franklin will inbound it with Maddie Ackley on the baseline. Underneath the basket, they'll get it into Kayla Campbell, left side. She's going to muscle her way into the paint, tosses one up, we'll have a foul. This will be on Worcester, their team first, and the first on Izzy Odell. With 5:35 to go here in the first quarter, we're tied 2-2. And so Campbell will step to the line here, and the official will have a whistle as Campbell will step into the line. They didn't stop the game clock here. I think a couple extra seconds ticked off, so they're going to put those back on. So they'll add it back up to 5:31 to go in the first quarter. Again, tied 2-2 between Franklin and Worcester. I'm Nate Lull tonight here on WCDO as Campbell steps into the line looking for her first points of the night. Settles in. First shot is up and good. Nothing but net there for the sophomore, Kayla Campbell. Second one coming with 5.5 to go in this first quarter. Franklin takes the lead 3-2. So Campbell will step in for this second foul shot here, taking her time, and now this one is up and good. So she goes 2-for-2 with the line, and Franklin leads 4-2. And some more full court pressure here. Delamar Vega Haley will walk through this one, dribbles coast to coast, goes up, and the shot was short, but gets her own rebound. Good job to follow it all the way. Scoop up the loose change. Now she'll pull it out. A good look, though. She's finding a good way to get through that press. Now here's Worcester on the left wing side on the baseline. Trapped in the corner, a double team coming from Franklin. They'll get a steal. Here's Kayla Campbell, has to toss one ahead and finds her sister Marissa. Marissa at the top of the key wants a three. They left her wide open. Oh, rattles in and out. Rebound goes to Marissa Campbell. Now back out, and Franklin will reset. They go to the right side for New Whitney. Her jumper is an air ball. Rebounded here by the Wolverines as they come out of the scrum with Araya Haley. Haley down the left side of the floor. Lost control of it. The steal back to Franklin. It's a hot potato at the moment. Here's Kayla Campbell trying to cash in. The breakaway layup is good for Campbell. And now she's got 4 points. And it's 6-2 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Franklin on top of Worcester. Delamar Vega Haley gets in front of the scorer's table on the right wing side. Worcester going right to left. Vega Haley gets it down low, and the shot won't go. Let's see. Going to be a foul on Worcester, it looks like, as they were setting a screen. No, they're actually going to call this on Delamar Vega Haley. Her first, team's second. Looks like some sort of a push-off on that far baseline they got her for. So Franklin will get it back with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Franklin leading Worcester 6-2. Kayla Campbell on her quest for 1,000 career points tonight. She needed 38 coming in. She's got 4 so far. Left wing side now for Campbell. Gets into the paint, wants to go coast to coast. A little up and under move. Too much mustard on that one. The shot is off, and Worcester will get the rebound, and they'll bring it back down the floor. They'll pump one inside, and the shooter is fouled. That's Izzy Odell. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she'll head to the line to shoot two. with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. Franklin leading 6-2. Both teams getting to the line so far here tonight. Foul for Franklin will be on Alyssa DeWitney, her first, team second. So both teams with two team fouls so far, as Odell's first shot at the line is no good. And if you're Worcester here tonight, coming into a tough environment, playing on the road in the league against Franklin, you'll need to hit those foul shots. So Odell will settle in for her second shot here again. 4:05 to go in the first quarter, and her shot is good. So Izzy Odell gets the first shot to go. We'll have a timeout taken here by Worcester. 4:05 to go first quarter. Franklin girls leading Worcester 6-3. We'll be back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Franklin with the basketball. Paige Dutcher is checked in for the Purple Devils. A shot in the paint here is off the mark. A rebound goes all the way back out to Kayla Campbell for three, and she hits it. And she's got seven. And Franklin leads 9-3 with 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Almost a steal here by Kayla. Tipped out of bounds, so it'll stay with Worcester. And this is a big moment in this game here for the Wolverines. They need to find an answer and try to get a bucket. You have to keep it close here when you're going up against Franklin. But a steal on the inbounds pass from Marissa Campbell. Campbell will zip one across at the left elbow. Pull-up jumper for DeWitney. Won't go. Rebound for Vega Haley. And a two-on-one if they can hurry for Deli. Deli wants to take it coast-to-coast, and she does, and that's the bucket they needed. Delamar Vega Haley cuts it to 9-5 with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Very good player, puts a lot of time in the offseason, and it shows on a play like that. Now a steal by Worcester. Went into the lane, and Miriam Odell picked it off. She'll bring it down the floor, finally gets it to a guard here. This is for the eighth grader, Haley Shaler, who the Worcester coaching staff has talked a lot about and how she stepped up here. They wanted to bring her up early in her eighth grade year. 2:50 to go in this first quarter. It's Franklin 9, Worcester 5. Wolverines with the basketball. They'll clip it to the left side. Vega Haley looking for options. Splits two defenders. Gets into the paint. Lost control of it, but gets it back. She's at the left low block. Puts it up and in. And she's got 6 points. Nice move there to cut it back to a two-point game. Franklin 9 and Worcester 7 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter here tonight in Franklin. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us. On a blustery and cold night, good night to be inside, staying warm, listening to a ball game on the radio. 2:15 to go, first quarter. Now a steal in the backcourt, and here comes Delamar Vega Haley. Numbers again if they can hurry. Takes a drop step, goes to the rim, knocked out of bounds by Kayla Campbell. Good defense. It was stripped out of bounds, and it'll stay with Worcester. Franklin's going to go to the bench here once again. Dutcher will come out, and Zoe Warren will come in. With 2:10 to go in this first quarter, it's Franklin 9 and Worcester 7. Here's a cut on the inbounds pass. It goes through the hands there of Odell. Rolls out of bounds. And let's see who the call is for here. Looks like it's going to stay. Yes, okay, it's going to go to Franklin. They hadn't made an official signal yet there. So we come up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Good chance there for Worcester. They just threw it away. With 2 minutes to go in this first quarter, Campbell gets around a screen, wanted a three, instead dumps it inside for Marissa. Marissa Campbell can't get her shot to go, and a rebound will go to Worcester with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Vega Haley back up the floor, behind the back dribble, now in front of the Franklin bench. Wants a three, but instead skips it across to the far side here for Shaler. Shaler passes one into the corner here for Ariah Haley. Haley down low, tried to bounce pass. It was kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolverines with 1:38 to go in this first quarter. Haley will come to the bench, and now checking in will be Sophia Adams here for Worcester. Again, Franklin 9, Worcester 7. This girls' Tri-Valley League matchup tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Worcester trying to get it in. Finally, they do here to Deli. 10 on the shot clock. Left wing side for Worcester. She's directing traffic. Pumps one inside. Worcester into the corner now. Let's see how aware they are of the shot clock. They're going to throw it away. Ball out of bounds, and it's going to go back here to Franklin, so they didn't even get a shot off there. There was only one left on the shot clock anyways. 1:26 to go, first quarter, Franklin 9, Worcester 7. Here is Kayla Campbell. She's got 7 points so far in the first quarter. Again, needed 38 tonight to get to 1,000. Still early in the game. That's a big, it's a big number to chew off here tonight. She might get it on Friday when they host Lawrence here at FCS. We'll see how far she gets tonight. Now a steal by Worcester as we come up on a minute to go in the first quarter. Franklin throws it away. Shaler goes coast to coast. Did everything but finish there. And the loose ball goes to Franklin after off the missed layup. Back down the floor. Here is Campbell in the corner. Again, we'll feed it to Alyssa Nowitny on the right low block. She'll try to pump it out to Zoe Warren off her fingertips into the backcourt. We'll have a backcourt violation with 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Franklin leads by a deuce, 9-7. And Worcester will have the ball at midcourt in front of the scorer's table. On the opposite side for me, I'm right at midcourt here at FCS. Shaler with the chest pass to Adams, left wing side as Worcester goes right to left. Wolverines sticking tight here with the Purple Devils so far. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Shaler, top of the key. They'll go to Vega Haley on the far side. On the baseline, lowers her shoulder, and they'll say she stepped out of bounds with 29 seconds to go in the first quarter. That's twice she's got trapped on that baseline, and she's looking to create something there, and just it hasn't been there. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Franklin 9 and Worcester 7. Purple Devils with the basketball. Shot clock is off. They can play for the last shot if they wish. They'll set up a screen on the left side. Kayla Campbell pumps it inside, and it finds a wide open Alyssa Nowitny. Great pass. Franklin capitalizes, making it 11-7. 5 seconds left. Here is Delamar Vega Haley. 3 seconds left now. Gets into the lane. Is she going to get one off in time? No, she won't. And that'll do it. End of the first quarter. Franklin girls leading Worcester 11-7. We'll be back with the second quarter here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the second quarter in Franklin. It's the Franklin girls leading Worcester 11-7, and they will inbound directly in front of our broadcast position here at midcourt. You can't get any closer to the court than we are here in Franklin. It's a great place to be, let me tell you. I mean, we are right in the thick of the action. 11-7 is the score. Worcester with the basketball, and dribbling it off her foot was Haley Shaler, and out of bounds. I was telling the story earlier today how when we were in Cooperstown 2 weeks ago, Ryan Lansing, one of the Cooperstown guards, dove headfirst into our broadcast table, completely wiped it out. And, boy, you just never know when you sit courtside what you're going to get. Franklin with a missed jumper here by Marissa Campbell. Rebound for Vega Haley. Wants to take it coast-to-coast. Did everything but finish there. A lot of contact, but the call didn't come. Worcester not pleased with it. Franklin back down the floor. Here's Kayla Campbell for three. Too strong. Rebound is loose. Scooped up by Nowitny. Her shot will go. Hit the rim three times before it dropped in. And Alyssa Nowitny has 4 points. And Franklin leads 13-7. Worcester needs a bucket, but it's stolen here by Kayla Campbell. Little up and under, and she's fouled with 7:06 to go in the second quarter. Shot wouldn't fall. First foul in the second quarter on Worcester. Let's see who it's on. After the steal by Kayla Campbell. Foul will be on Izzy Odell. It's going to be her second, so she comes out, and Araya Haley will come back in. So Campbell with 7 points will step to the line. 7:06 to go in this second quarter. Campbell settling in, taking her time here at the line. First shot is short, left it short. Again, thanks to our listeners on the web, tonight as well, WCDOsports.com. If you look on the website, there is a little area where you can fill in. Let us know where you're listening from, any comments you might have. So feel free to check that box as well. And our website, all brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Second shot is good for Kayla Campbell. And it's a seven-point lead now for Franklin, 14-7 with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Worcester breaks the press again. They've handled it pretty nicely. A couple of giveaways, but for the most part, they've gotten through it. Here is Shaler, left side, the eighth grader, will pull it back out, finds Delamar Vega-Haley. Worcester looking to open it up here against this zone defense. Shaler on the left side, 10 on the shot clock, tries to go back up top to Deli. She lost control of it. Both teams scrambling for it in the backcourt. No, they'll say it was a backcourt violation. With 6:40 to go in the second quarter, Franklin will get it back. And again, Worcester needs a stop and a bucket here to stay tight in this game. Playing well, just Franklin's hit a couple more shots so far, but good defense by both sides. 6.5 to go in the second quarter, Franklin leading 14-7. They go to the right side for Nowitny. Tries to dribble down to the right low block, now works one back out. A chest pass far side. They go for Zoe Warren. Now back to the right side, into the hands of Marissa Campbell with 10 on the shot clock. Finding Kayla at the top of the key. To the left elbow, they'll work it off. Now 5 on the shot clock. Inside for Kayla Campbell off the glass, and it's good. She's got 10, and it's 16-7 now. Franklin on top. A good pass there from Marissa to Kayla. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter, and Worcester will throw it away. And a timeout's going to be taken by the Wolverines. They want to talk things over to try to get back in this game. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Franklin 16, Worcester 7. We'll be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Franklin girls leading Worcester 16-7. Kayla Campbell, we're on the 1,000-point watch. She's got 10 so far here tonight, needed 38. So we knew tonight was a long shot coming in, but wanted to be here just in case because you never know with her. More likely to probably get it on Friday when they host Lawrence here at home, but you never know. We'll see. 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Let's see what the Wolverines drew up in the timeout to try to get back in this game. They're playing well, just need a couple of buckets here. They have to try to capitalize on this possession. 5 on the shot clock. Here is Vega-Haley, takes it down low. Going to be a blocking foul here on Franklin from the looks from Meredith Shivers. With 5:40 to go in the second quarter, this will send Delamar Vega-Haley to the line. I believe they're going to say she was in the act of shooting and it wasn't on the floor. So this is good here for Worcester. Vega-Haley with 6 points at the line. Looking to add more to it here with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Again, Franklin 16, Worcester 7. These are some points that you can get back and the clock's not running. First one is missed here by Vega-Haley. Second one coming. Franklin, of course, the defending Tri-Valley League champion from last year, defeated Morris in the championship game. Second shot for Vega-Haley is good. Worcester, though, is never an easy game in the Tri-Valley League. That's why I always like to circle this one on the calendar, knowing that this could be a good one. Franklin 16 and Worcester 8. Franklin with the basketball, now a steal by Delamar Vega-Haley. And here's Deli again, trying to finish it off, takes it to the rim, gets it to go. No, they're going to say that it was another charge here on Vega-Haley with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Now going to be a timeout taken here. Let's see, is it going to be a timeout or is it a technical foul? I'm not sure exactly. With 5:25 to go in the second quarter, it is a timeout, so we will look at this while we're in the timeout. We'll sort things out. Franklin 16 and Worcester 8. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. So at the line, out of the timeout, is Kayla Campbell. She missed the first shot. Second one is good. So now she's got 11. So that was a technical foul against Worcester. The foul was on Miriam Odell, it looks like, and that was her first. And so they gave the technical foul there, I believe, to the Worcester bench with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Franklin leads 17-8. And I'd have to agree with the Worcester coaching staff on this one and Chris Kaltenbach, just that I don't know. I don't see it. You know, Delamar Vega Haley going in there. There was a lot of contact. I don't know if you'd call it a charge or not. Straight away three here for Kayla Campbell. Out of bounds. Going to go back to the Wolverines with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Franklin leading 17-8. And Worcester will have the basketball. They'll look to get it in on the far side of the court. Now they will. They'll get it in the backcourt. Worcester will have it with Haley Shaler. Shaler to the far side will find Sophia Adams. She'll get it across the midcourt timeline. Now back up for Vega Haley. Left side for Shaler. They'll work one into the corner for Haley. The three is an air ball. Rebound for Sophia Adams. Adams will work it back out to Vega Haley. She's going to step back and take an NBA range three. It's off the back of the rim. Shivers with a rebound for Franklin. 4:25 to go, second quarter. Franklin leading 17-8. Across the midcourt timeline, here is Campbell. Back to Ackley on the left side. Again, Franklin's in the white with the purple and the gold trim tonight, going left to right. They'll work it to the inside. It's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Worcester Wolverines. 4:10 to go, second quarter. Franklin 17 and Worcester 8. Worcester's not out of this ball game. They just need a couple of shots to fall here. And they have to continue to try to do something here against this Franklin press and be smart with the basketball. Tipped out of the hands of Odell. It's going to stay with Worcester with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Ball is at midcourt in front of the scorer's table. And that's where the eighth grader, Haley Shaler, will do the inbounding duties. Shaler looking for options. And we'll have to get it into Vega Haley, and she does. Crosses the DLI logo at midcourt, gets into the paint, kicks one back out for Shaler for three, left it short, rebound will go into the hands of Franklin, and back up the floor here for Kayla Campbell. Campbell, left side, driving coast to coast, the layup is good. Kayla Campbell now with 13, and Franklin leads 19-8 with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Right side here for Vega Haley, steps up the jumper, left it short, and a rebound for Maddie Ackley. And Franklin's doing a good job on the glass as well. 3:35 to go, second quarter. Franklin with a shot on the right side for Alyssa Nowitny. She gets it to go, and she's got 6 points. And Franklin is red hot right now, and they lead it 21-8 with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Shaler back across midcourt. Worcester in the green with the white trim. Shaler gets into the paint, and a good floater there for the eighth grader, Haley Shaler. You can see already she's going to be a good one for sure. And it's 21-10 with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Franklin is leading by 11 here at home in a Tri-Valley battle tonight on WCDO. Shivers with a jumper, and that one is too strong. Rebound for Nowitny, and she gets it to go. Nowitny with back-to-back buckets there for Franklin, and the Lady Purple Devils lead 23-10, their biggest lead of the game, with 2:50 to go before the halftime break. Worcester is at midcourt. Sophia Adams gets the pass from Miriam Odell. Odell back to Vega Haley at the top of the key. Vega Haley goes left side. Now a baseline move here for Shaler, and they'll say she traveled, and it's going to go back to Franklin with 2:38 to go in the second quarter. So Franklin leading 23-10, and the 10th grader looking for 1,000 points here tonight. Kayla Campbell with 13 points. She came in needing 38. We'll do some math at halftime, let you know where she is at that point. Here's Maddie Ackley on the right side, three-point line extended. Campbell will put it inside on the baseline. Now back out to Nowitny. They go back to Campbell. Off the glass. It's good. She's got 15. And it's 25-10 with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Worcester back across midcourt, and we'll have a reach-in foul on Franklin. 2:07 to go, and that brings some cheers from the Worcester fans here with 2:07 to go in the second quarter. Checking back in will be Izzy Odell, and heading to the bench will be Sophia Adams, who provided some nice minutes off the bench there for the Wolverines. Full shot clock to work with, 2:07 to go, second quarter. It's Franklin 25 and Worcester 10. Left side of the floor here for the Wolverines as they go right to left. Now they go to the far side for Shaler. Pass was too tall. Out of bounds it goes, and back to the Purple Devils of Franklin. Things just not clicking right now here for the Wolverines of Worcester. 1:55 to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin 25, Worcester 10. Kayla Campbell pulls up for a wide-open three early in the possession. It wouldn't go. Vega Haley with a rebound. Wants to go coast to coast. Can't get the shot to go. Again, did everything but finish there, and it just wouldn't go down. Minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Back up the floor. Campbell for a three. Got it. She's got 18. Kayla Campbell is firing on all cylinders right now. 1:25 to go in the second quarter. We're going to have a foul, a blocking foul. Let's see who it's on. 28-10 to score. It's going to be on Campbell, her second, team's third, with 1:28 to go in the second quarter. And in the backcourt, Worcester will have the basketball, trailing 28-10. Not the score we expected here in the first quarter. Now a traveling violation on Vega Haley, and the ball is going to go back to Franklin. So just everything is clicking right now at the moment for the Purple Devils. Still with a minute 22 to go in the second quarter. Purple Devils will have it in the backcourt. And here is Campbell across the midcourt timeline. Now for Marissa Campbell. Back to Kayla on the right side. Gets around the screen. Dishes one off for Marissa. The shot there won't go. Hit the side of the rim. Tipped out of bounds. We're going to have a foul on the play with 1:08 to go in the second quarter. Let's see who it's on. Foul is going to be on Franklin. Foul will be on Alyssa DeWitney, her second, team's fourth, here in the second quarter. Worcester against the full court pressure will get it in. They'll go to Shaler. Shaler reversing far side to Delamar Vega Haley in front of the scorer's table, gets across the midcourt timeline. A minute to go, second quarter. Far side for Haley. Haley now will work it back, gets a screen, bounce pass to Delamar Vega Haley at the top. On the baseline. They'll pass one far side for Haley Shaler. Two on the shot clock. That first shot didn't hit the rim. We're going to have a foul on the baseline, it looks like, with 37 seconds to go. Second quarter. Let's see. On the baseline. With 37 seconds to go. Foul is going to be on Franklin. Their fifth. And so Worcester's going to go to the line here with the fifth team foul of the second quarter. Foul for Franklin will be on Maddie Ackley, her first, team's fifth. So 37 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And make sure to stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get you some out-of-town scores, do some math for Kayla here to see how far she is from 1,000. You never know. She could go back down and hit another three here before the end of the quarter. You just never know with her. At the line is Shaler. First shot is good for Haley Shaler. So she has three. Makes it 28-11 with 37 seconds to go in the second quarter. Franklin on top. And Kayla Campbell with 18 points in the first half. Second shot is good for Haley Shaler. She has four. And it's 28-12. 35 seconds to go in the second frame. Back up the floor as the halftime break approaches. Franklin will work it inside. Back out to Zoe Warren. Her shot, it hit the front of the rim. It was no good. Vega Haley with a rebound. Wants to go coast to coast and puts it up and in. That's a good move, and she's had plenty of opportunities to do that tonight. Cuts it back to a 28-14 ball game with 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. A screen here for Kayla Campbell on the right side. They go to DeWitney in the corner. Back to the right low block for Marissa Campbell outside for DeWitney. Her shot is short. Ackley a rebound. Taken away, though, by Worcester. A half-court heave at the buzzer for Vega Haley is no good. First quarter in the books. Franklin, or second quarter, I should say, in the books. And our halftime report coming up. Franklin girls leading 28-14 over Worcester. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Mirabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
90 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight in Franklin. Our halftime score, the Franklin girls leading Worcester 28-14. And it's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our first half scoring summary, first for Worcester. They're led by 9 points from Delamar Vega Haley. She could have had a bunch more, just missed some easy shots on the inside, but you never know with her. She could definitely heat up. 4 points from Haley Shaler, the eighth grader, and one from Izzy Odell. On the other side for Franklin, 18 points from Kayla Campbell, 8 from Alyssa Nowitny, and 2 from Maddie Ackley in the first half. Now, with 18 points in the first half, that puts Kayla Campbell 20 points away from joining the 1,000-point club here in Franklin. So could she score 20 in the second half? Definitely. I mean, she just put up 18 in the first half. She needed 38 coming into tonight's game. So, you know, it was a long shot, but with Kayla, you just never know. And we said, well, let's not roll the dice here. Let's make sure we come Wednesday. We'd like to try to be here for these special moments, and this is one that we wanted to try to be here for. So we'll see how it works out in the second half. Tomorrow night, we're going to have the Unitego boys at Walton, and there's another special milestone on tap tomorrow night as Walton's Dylan Jacob, a senior, is only 4 points away from joining the 1,000 career point club. So a safer bet that he might have a chance to get it tomorrow on his home floor for the Walton Warriors. So, and he's just a great young man, a great leader for that Walton program, plays three sports, football, basketball, baseball, and excited for that game tomorrow. That'll be a 7:15 tip over in Walton. So again, Kayla Campbell with 18 first-half points, and she would need 20 in the second half to get the 1,000 career points. And if not, she'll have another chance on their home floor on Friday against the Lawrence Leopards. So either way, she's inching closer and closer to being the fourth member all-time in Franklin to join that club. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll take a break. We'll come back, get you some out-of-town scores. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Planning a family vacation? How'd you like to have a little extra spending cash? Well, SFCU has you covered. Simply visit an SFCU branch near you.
With local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Franklin girls leading Worcester 28-14 at the half. A nice crowd on hand here tonight as this was built to be a pretty good game between these two teams. Franklin, you know, really had a good stretch, and I thought that the full court pressure in the first half did them some good favors as well. They were able to get some steals and some easy buckets. A couple of games that were played early tonight have already gone final. The Deposit Hancock girls defeat Afton 64-24. Lacey Drake, the junior sensation, 25 points there for the Eagles. If you haven't seen Lacey Drake play, folks, try to get their schedule and take a look. I mean, if she's playing up here locally somewhere, I know that sometimes getting down to Deposit Hancock can be a bit of a hike for folks up in this area, but you know, when they come up to Sydney or Unitego or one of those, she is well worth going out to watch because she's absolutely fantastic. Has 5 Division I offers, is the real deal, folks. Athletic, can jump out of the gym, so go watch Lacey Drake. She had 25 tonight for Deposit Hancock as they beat Afton 64-24. The other game that was early tonight was the Downsville boys defeating Stamford 45-36. That game was in Stamford tonight. So a couple of early starts, and just wanted to pass those scores along for you as well. Again, Kayla Campbell, 18 points in the first half for Franklin. She now needs 20 to get 1,000 career points. So we'll keep an eye on that in the second half. One more quick break. We'll come back. Start of the third quarter coming up here in Franklin on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. A big thank you to Jim for all his hard work that he puts in and night out. Everyone says, oh, Nate, you got all those late nights and all that type of stuff with covering these games. Well, guess what? Jim is right there with me, so I appreciate his help. Franklin leads 28-14. Purple Devils will have the basketball to start the third quarter. They will now go right to left. And they are in the white uniforms with the purple and the gold trim. Worcester is in the green with the white trim. Franklin pumps one inside, and they listen to Whitney with the jumper, and it won't fall. Rebound for Worcester. In the backcourt. Now for Delamar Vega Haley up the left wing side in front of the Worcester bench as they go left to right. Vega Haley with a nice first half with 9 points. Actually had a chance to talk to her AAU coach who was here and said he wanted to drive down from the Albany area and watch her tonight and just support her, so that was nice. Kayla Campbell gets into the paint, and the jumper is up and good, and she now has 20 points. And Franklin leads 30-14 with 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Franklin still with some full court pressure. It's not quite as hard as it was in that first half, backing off a little bit. Worcester's able to break it this time. Down on the right low block, they'll dish it off, and the shot for Araya Haley is up and good. And a nice pass there from Miriam Odell. Worcester trying to cut back and get back in this game. Franklin leads 30-16 early in the third quarter. Franklin with the basketball. They'll go to Kayla Campbell on the right side. Campbell wants to pull up the jumper short. Rebound for Miriam Odell. Outlet pass for Delamar Vega Haley. In transition, wants to get into the paint. A nice dish off, but it was stolen away at the last second by Franklin. Alyssa Whitney stuck her hand in there and took it away. 6:35 to go, third quarter. Franklin leads 30-16 here in a Tri-Valley League showdown tonight at FCS. Here is Kayla Campbell directing traffic. Dishes one for Marissa. And into the corner now for Maddie Ackley on the baseline. Back for Kayla Campbell. Little give and go back to Ackley. The pull-up jumper is good for Maddie Ackley. And she has 4 points. Franklin leads 32-16 with 6:10 to go in this third quarter. Here is Vega Haley, left side. Top of the key, goes to the far side for Haley Shaylor. The eighth grader, the jumper off the back of the rim, too much spice on that one. Rebound, Molly McLaughlin can't catch up to it. It rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Franklin will stay with Worcester. Thanks to our listeners tonight on WCDOsports.com as well, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. Have a lot of regular listeners that listen in online, so we always like to say thank you. And now a steal on the inbounds pass by Maddie Ackley. She's off to the races, and the layup is good. Maddie Ackley with back-to-back buckets, and she's got 6 points, and it's 34-16. Worcester trying to handle the press. Shaler will get across for Miriam Odell. Into the paint, down on the baseline. Tried to save it as it was just a little bit in front of her, rolled out of bounds. And we'll go back to Franklin with 5:43 to go here in the third. Good sportsmanship there as Kayla Campbell helps up Odell. And Franklin's going to go to the bench as Paige Dutcher will come in. Molly McLaughlin back to the bench for FCS. 5:35 to go, third quarter. Franklin 34, Worcester 16, and now a traveling violation on Kayla Campbell at midcourt, and she knew it. Thought maybe she'd get away with it. Just kind of slid that pivot foot a little bit. And it goes back to Worcester with 5:35 to go in the third quarter. Franklin 34 and Worcester 16. Worcester will get it in front of the radio table here, our table at midcourt. It's a double team, and they'll throw it into the backcourt. Shaler was right on the line straddling it and just didn't realize it. So Worcester will turn it over, and Franklin will get it back with 5:28 to go in the third. It's Franklin 34 and Worcester 16. Into the hands of Kayla Campbell, the sophomore, has 20 points, needed 38 tonight to get into the 1,000 career point club as just a sophomore. Still plenty of time left in her career. Franklin works it inside. They'll give it back to her, little give and go from the Whitney to Campbell, and she'll put it in, and that's 22 points for Kayla Campbell. 36-16 with 5:05 to go in the third. Here's Vega Haley going coast to coast, and boy, that has been really effective for her tonight, and now she's got 11 with a left-handed layup. 4:55 to go in the third. It's Franklin 36 and Worcester 18. Franklin sends it inside again to Kayla Campbell. The jumper is good, and she's got 24. And Franklin leads 38-18 with 4:40 to go in the third. Miriam Odell now gets the ball in the paint, lost control of it. Ball is loose, and we're going to have a loose ball foul, it looks like, going to be on Worcester's Miriam Odell. First foul of the third quarter as Franklin leads 38-18. And so 4.5 to go here in the third. Franklin leading 38-18. And Kayla Campbell chipping away. She's got 24. She needs 38 here to join the 1,000 Career Point Club. Top of the key now for Nowitny. Nowitny will go to the far side for Kayla Campbell. Triple threat position, gets into the paint. The jumper won't go. Miriam Odell with the rebound. And then it's taken right back here by Marissa Campbell. Finds Kayla. The little reverse up and under is good. And she's got 26. It's realistic now, folks. Plenty of time left in this ball game that she could get the 1,000 here tonight. 3:55 to go in the third. It's Franklin 40 and Worcester 18. Right side now for the Wolverines. They go inside from Araya Haley to Miriam Odell, and there's a foul on the play with 3:50 to go in the third. Let's see who this is on for Franklin. Each team with one team foul apiece in the third quarter. Checking in will be Leah Heiser. And Paige Dutcher will head to the bench now for Franklin. Foul is going to be on Maddie Ackley, her second, team's first. Worcester will get it in, again going left to right. They'll have the basketball in the corner. They'll work one free for Delamar Vega Haley. Haley on the right side goes back to Araya Haley, and that one won't go. Air ball, the three-pointer, rebound for Franklin with 3.5 to go in the third. Franklin 40 and Worcester 18. Good play here by Deli as she punches that one out of bounds, as Franklin tried a lazy pass to the far side. Again, the Purple Devils going right to left. They have a 40-18 lead, but more importantly, Kayla Campbell just can't miss right now. Oh, there's the broadcaster's jinx as she goes up, shoots a jumper, rattles in and out. Ball out of bounds is going to go back to Worcester. Campbell's got 26. She needed 38 coming into tonight. Still 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Worcester has the basketball. Here is Vega Haley. Down the floor on the right side. We'll pull it back out. Pumps the brakes. Didn't see anything there she wanted. Little give and go. Gets it back. Good baseline fake. Tries to pass into the interior. Gets it to Araya Haley, and she's fouled as she went up for the left-handed layup. Good vision there by Delamar to find Araya Haley. And she'll step to the line now with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Franklin leading 40-18. Appreciate you listening in tonight on WCDO Live High School Hoops. Tomorrow we'll have the Unitigo boys at Walton. That'll be a 7:15 tip. Join us 10 minutes prior for the Butler Auto pregame show. First shot at the line is off the mark here for Araya Haley. On Saturday, it's going to be a 7:45 tip. I'll be over in Norwich, the Norwich boys hosting Green. So it's the Mac versus the Stack on Saturday night. I'm intrigued by that matchup. That should be a very good ball game between the Trojans and the Purple Tornado. Second shot also won't fall here for the Wolverines, and Araya Haley. Rebound for Kayla Campbell back down the floor with 3 minutes to go in the third. Now to Marissa Campbell. She tries a three. Too strong. Rebound loose on the floor, and Worcester will pick it up with Izzy Odell. She's immediately double-teamed, trying to fight her way out of it here, and we'll have a foul here on Franklin on a reach-in with 2:52 to go here in the third. See who this foul is. Looks like the foul is going to be on Worcester. Will be on Izzy Odell, her third. And we'll have a timeout for Franklin. 2:52 to go here in this third quarter. Franklin 40 and Worcester 18. Will be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil Basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The inbound pass for Worcester is stolen by Kayla Campbell, and she put it up and in, so she's got 28 points now. As Worcester now brings it back down the floor, they roll it out of bounds, and Franklin's going to get it back. So Campbell only needs 10 points to get to 1,000. Franklin leads 42-18 with 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. So she has 28 points midway through the third quarter. She needs 10 more points to hit 1,000 for her career. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Franklin with the basketball. They go to Campbell on the far side. She pump fakes, steps in at the right elbow, goes inside. A turnaround shot here for Nowitny is off the mark. And then a rebound here for Worcester. And the foul is going to be on Kayla Campbell with 2:15 to go here in the third. I think Worcester thought it was going to be on them the way they were fighting for that rebound. So here's an interesting little thing. Kayla Campbell now with three personal fouls. That's three on Franklin in the corner and three on Campbell. So she's got to be careful here. Still a lot of time left in this game. 2:10 to go in the third. Vega Haley tries to go coast-to-coast again. Can't get it to go. Miriam Odell with the rebound up and in. And it's 42-20 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Campbell back across the midcourt timeline here as Franklin goes right to left, and she's 10 away. Still a lot of time left to do it, but now a steal by Worcester. Campbell's going to steal it back, though, into the backcourt, and Franklin will pick up the basketball. A good saved possession here for the Purple Devils. Kayla Campbell on the left side of the floor across the midcourt timeline. Wants a three but doesn't pull the trigger. Goes to Nowitny on the left side. Pumps one back across for Leah Heiser, who's in the ball game. Franklin with the jumper as they'll dish one off here for Lucia Temple, who's into the ball game. A sophomore gets her first basket, and it's 44-20 with a minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. Now a steal by Marissa Campbell. We're going to have a jump ball, and the arrow's going to keep it with the Wolverines with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. And Franklin continuing to go to the bench here. Listen to Whitney will come out, as well as Leah Heiser. So the only starters left in the game at the moment are the Campbell sisters, Marissa and Kayla. Now a steal by Marissa. They'll bring it back down the floor, 2-on-1 if they can hurry. She dishes off left side for Kayla Campbell, who pumps the brakes and pulls it back out. With 1:05 to go in the third quarter, it's Franklin leading 44-20. Kayla Campbell left side finding Marissa Campbell. Now to the top of the key, they go far side here for Kayla. Kayla will get it into the corner, tries to set a screen, and does. They go back up top for Shivers. Shivers far side for Marissa. Five on the shot clock. She shoots off the side of the rim. A rebound down low. Let's see who the call is on. We got a whistle with 47 seconds to go in the third. Franklin leading 44-20. Foul is going to be on Franklin, I believe. Yes, foul will be on Temple, her first, and team's fourth. So Worcester will look to get it in, and still the full court pressure coming here from Franklin. Franklin will steal it here on the inbounds from the looks of things. They'll try to get it over to Kayla in the paint. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it here, and we'll have another whistle with 40 seconds to go in the third. So Kayla Campbell, 10 points away from joining the 1,000 career point club as we finish up the third quarter here. Fifth foul here on Franklin. A little confusion at the scorer's table here. They had to come over and have a little conference with the Zebra crew. Foul is going to be on Kayla Campbell, her fourth. Wow, so that's a plot twist. Four fouls on Campbell with 40 seconds to go. And this is going to send Worcester down the floor to shoot some foul shots here with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kayla Campbell's going to come out. Marissa's going to come back in. So, well, it's going to be 10 points away here for Kayla Campbell. She's got four fouls, so she's going to have a chance to do it in the fourth quarter, but she's got to be very careful so she doesn't foul out of this ballgame. Shaler at the line, and it's good. Shaler now with 5 points, the Very good eighth grader here for Worcester. Bright future ahead. It makes it 44-21. 40 seconds to go in the third, and the second shot is good. She's got six. Purple Devils with the basketball in the backcourt. And here is Marissa Campbell. Time winding down here in the third quarter. Purple Devils with the basketball. Here is Paige Dutcher on the right side. Tries to go to Shivers. Little miscommunication. Ball rolls out of bounds. We'll go back to the Wolverines with 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's Franklin 44, Worcester 22. Wolverines will have a chance at the last shot here if they want it. Shot clock is off. Worcester going left to right. They have it right wing side. Franklin still with some aggressive defense here in the 2-3 zone. Now to Vega Haley. Deli with the basketball. Punches it for Shaler. Left side. Shaler steps back. The jumper. Good. Haley Shaler with 8 points. 5 seconds left. I don't think Franklin's going to get a shot off. They get it to midcourt with 2 seconds left. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Franklin girls leading Worcester 44-24. Kayla Campbell is 10 points away from 1,000. Will she get it in the fourth quarter? We'll see here on WCDO. Start of the fourth quarter here in Franklin. Franklin girls leading Worcester 44-28. No matter what happens here tonight, stay tuned for our post-game show after this, as we will give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. So Kayla Campbell on the bench to start the fourth quarter with those four fouls, and we'll see how Franklin decides to play this year. She has the 28 points, and we'll see if she comes back in or not. Have a jump ball here for Worcester. Boy, it looked like it was going to be some sort of a up and down, but they've called the jump ball instead, and so Worcester's going to hold on to it here to start the fourth quarter. And so Vega Haley has the basketball as the arrow was in favor of the Wolverines. They'll get it in. Deli for three, left it short. It's a air ball, saved though by Odell, but she had her foot on the line, so it's going to go back to the Purple Devils. With 7:35 to go in the fourth quarter, and Franklin leading 44-24. Franklin in the backcourt will get it in, and they'll look to bring it across the midcourt timeline. Purple Devils with the basketball again, going right to left. Only starter in the game at the moment. Well, they have two starters, Maddie Ackley and Marissa Campbell. Wolverines with the ball in the backcourt. 7:15 to go. Now we'll have a jump ball. This time the arrow will favor the Purple Devils. Have our post-game show with our awards brought to you by ACCO Brands, as well as NBT Bank and Marabito Gresham Insurance, proud sponsors here of our post-game awards on WCDO. Shivers will get the ball inside, and her jumper will go. Meredith Shivers with the turnaround baby hook, and Franklin leads 46-24 with 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Now a steal by Marissa Campbell. Down the left side, will dump one off. Zoe Warren with the jumper, rolled off the rim, out of bounds, and will stay here with Franklin. 6:53 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin leading 46-24. Purple Devils with the basketball on the baseline. And they'll look to get it in. They'll go to Marissa Campbell. Into the corner now. The right low block. Back out. Jumper here for Shivers. Won't go. Rebound for Delamar Vega Haley. Back down the floor. Into the paint. Stops. Goes back to the outside. Now they'll go to Sophia Adams as Worcester in the green with the white trim going left to right. She's on the baseline. We'll have a traveling violation. Out of bounds. And back to Franklin. Franklin's going to go to the bench. Alyssa Nowitny will come in. And with 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter, I wonder if maybe Kayla Campbell might be done for the night. We'll see. See what Franklin decides to do. It's 46-24. And in the backcourt, they will look to bring it up. Across the midcourt timeline in front of the scorer's table, here is Zoe Warren. Warren will work one back out here for Marissa Campbell. Campbell now goes to Paige Dutcher. They'll work it around here against the defense. Franklin in control at the moment, 46-24. Now a steal here by Sophia Adams of Worcester, trying to go coast to coast. Campbell got all the way back and blocked it. Worcester fans wanted a foul, but they won't get it. Back up the floor here for the Purple Devils. They'll work it to the inside here for Shivers, a turnaround shot blocked by Odell, but it goes right into the hands of Paige Dutcher. Dutcher will work it back out. And we'll see if Franklin can get a shot off here. Five on the shot clock. Turnaround shot from Shivers. Hit the rim, but wouldn't go down. ball rolls out of bounds. We'll now go back to Worcester with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Now Whitney will come back in. Campbell continues to sit on the bench, and Dutcher will go back to the bench to join her. So the more and more I look at it here, Kayla Campbell's might be done with those 28 points. And here is Delamar Vega Haley on the left side. Now to the far side, a pull-up jumper here is off the back of the rim and no good for Haley Shaler. Back out for Vega Haley, and now a steal by Marissa Campbell. Campbell trying to go coast-to-coast. The left-handed layup is too strong and won't go. And Vega Haley will bring it back down the floor with 5 minutes to go. Dishes one off for Miriam Odell, but the pass was too strong. A little bit too much mustard on that one, and it goes out of bounds. And Kayla Campbell back in now with 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. So she needs 10 points to get to 1,000. She's got 5:09 to work with. That's going to keep it interesting down the stretch here. Franklin's in control, though, 46-24. Campbell across the midcourt timeline. Dishes one off. A great pass there for Leah Heiser, and it's in. And Franklin leads 48-24. So Campbell not just looking to score, looking to get her teammates involved as well. With 4:50 to go here in the fourth. Worcester with the basketball. They'll have it on the right side. They get into the paint here for Araya Haley. They go far side for Delamar Vega Haley for three. Got it. Three ball there for Deli. And she's got 14 to make it 48-27 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Worcester playing on defense now, trying to shut down Franklin the rest of the way, seeing if they can keep Campbell away from 1,000. In front of the Franklin bench, Campbell, a bounce pass to the interior there, looking for Maddie Ackley, threw her hands out of bounds on the right low block, and it'll go back to Worcester. 4:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Maddie Ackley will come to the bench, and Lucia Temple will come in. So Worcester will have the basketball in the backcourt. The press is off now for Franklin. Has been for the fourth quarter. Franklin leading 48-27. Worcester with the basketball. They'll go right side now for Delamar Vega Haley on the baseline. Pull-up jumper for her. Hit the side of the rim. Didn't quite have enough air under it. Off the mark, out of bounds. Will stay with Worcester here to our right. And everybody on that Franklin bench has seen some minutes here in the second half, as Gretchen Ackley will be coming in at the next whistle. There is the next whistle. A travel on Delamar Vega Haley on that three-pointer. She shuffled her feet a little bit from the looks. And so the ball will go back to Franklin with 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Franklin 48, Worcester 27. Here is Kayla Campbell across the midcourt timeline. Goes to the left side. Here for Alyssa Nowitny. Now Whitney will get one off here for Shivers. Back to the far side for Kayla Campbell. Campbell with a screen, wants to get it back. No, they go to the interior here for Shivers. Shivers gets tied up, and the possession arrow on the jump ball is going to give it back to the Wolverines. With 3:38 to go in the fourth quarter, Franklin leading 48-27. I like how Kayla Campbell has played this here tonight. She's come back into the game, and she's not gunning for it. She's tried to get her teammates involved coming off the bench. And now Worcester will throw it away, and so Franklin will get another opportunity with the basketball. With 3.5 to go in this third quarter, Franklin 48 and Worcester 27. Back to the top of the key here for Kayla Campbell. Campbell drives into the paint, tries to take it all the way, and her shot won't go. Right-handed layup was too strong. Vega Haley with a rebound. She's got to be double digits on rebounds, too. Steps up for a three. Oh, it hit the rim three times, wouldn't go down. And a rebound picked up here. It looked like somebody was on the line. It was Worcester who was trying to save it. And so Franklin will go to the bench again. And Kayla Campbell, I believe, has got to be done for the night now with 3:09 to go. Franklin leading 48-27 as she will come out of the game here tonight with Alyssa Nowitny. So that leaves her 10 points away. She'll have a great opportunity against Lawrence here on her home floor on Friday to join the 1,000 career point club here at Franklin. She would be the fourth female to do it, joining Jordan Beers, Denise McNeely, and Julie Veen. On the baseline now, Worcester will get it in. A three ball from the corner is up and good for Araya Haley, and she's got 5 points. Makes it 48-30 with 2:55 to go in this fourth quarter. Franklin with the basketball. Temple will take it down low. Her jumper is good for Lucia Temple. 4 points off the bench for FCS. 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. It's a 50-30 ball game. Purple Devils on top of the Wolverines in this Tri-Valley battle. Vega Haley with a three. Not enough mustard on that one. Wouldn't go. Rebound for Shaler. Her rebound opportunity on the tip won't go. And the rebound comes to the Purple Devils of Franklin. Time continues to wind down here. Now a steal by Delamar Vega Haley, but a reach-in foul. Actually, no, it's going to be a foul here on Franklin, on Molly McLaughlin for the reach-in after the steal there by Deli. 2:25 to go in the fourth. Franklin leading 50-30. And the Wolverines will get the basketball again going left to right. They're in the green with the white trim. Franklin's in the white with the purple and the gold trim here tonight in front of a nice crowd on hand to support the Wolverines and the Purple Devils. Worcester with the basketball, 2:10 to go in the fourth, and now going to be a foul again on Franklin. Another foul on Molly McLaughlin, her second, team's second. None on Worcester here in the fourth quarter so far. Worcester with the ball on the baseline, and they will go to Haley, left wing side, Araya Haley, that is, and she is fouled. Going to be the third straight foul here on Molly McLaughlin. And so McLaughlin's going to go to the bench here with those three fouls. Leah Heiser will come back in. She gets a little smile and a chuckle as she heads off as she picked up three fouls in about a 20-second span there. Worcester will have the basketball. They'll get an inbounds pass to the right low block. Nothing doing there, so they'll work it back out for Araya Haley. Haley with the jumper. It's an air ball, and the rebound will go to Franklin. Leah Heiser was there to scoop it up. We're under 2 minutes to go now in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO. Appreciate you listening in as well on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU, banking easier. Worcester with a steal. They'll bring it back down the right side of the floor. A right-handed layup gets partially blocked, it looked like. Hit the side of the backboard, side of the glass there in the padding, out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Purple Devils. Again, we'll have the Unitego boys at Walton tomorrow night, a 7:15 tip. Dylan Jacob, 4 points away from 1,000. So make sure you listen tomorrow night, as hopefully he'll be able to get those 4 points and join the Walton 1,000 career point club. Turnover here by Franklin with a minute and a half to go. Worcester will get it back. And again, on Saturday, we'll have the Green boys at Norwich, a 7:45 tip on Saturday night. I know I'll be interrupting some of the great music that we have on Saturday night with Super Classics, but you still get all the way until midnight, so it'll start. I'll interrupt it for a little bit, and then it'll go back to Super Classics after the ball game. So I hope you don't get too mad at me on Saturday night. Minute 15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Delamar Vega Haley with a jumper in the paint. Hits the left side of the rim, won't go down. So we come up on a minute to go. Franklin running some clock down here on a victory tonight. Kayla Campbell's going to finish with 28 points, so she'll be 10 away from 1,000. As the ball was tipped out of bounds, came right to me at the broadcast table and was able to tip it away from the equipment. So boss man Craig will be happy that I saved the day there. 58 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. With this equipment, I'm protecting it pretty good so far this year. Just saved it from a bouncing ball there. Of course, we said earlier, one of the Cooperstown guards, Ryan Lansing, dove head first into our table, wiped out everything. I'm shocked we didn't get knocked off the air because everything went flying. It looked like a yard sale, as they would call it, in hockey, with equipment everywhere. And, boy, somehow we stayed on the air. I kept my headset on, and Ryan Lansing was okay. He was alive and in one piece. So that's probably the best thing that could have happened in that situation. 37 seconds to go. Worcester will have the basketball. Franklin leading 50-30. Big thank you to the Franklin administration always having us here and letting us set up at midcourt. Worcester calling a quick timeout here to get some substitutes in. Our postgame show will be coming up again with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Going to have some good choices tonight between these two teams. And so Worcester with the basketball in the backcourt, and they'll bring it up one last time with Jenna Morrell. Morrell will go to the eighth grader, Haley Shaler, who has 8 points here tonight. She's done a good job. On the baseline, we'll have a foul now on Franklin. Foul will be on Lucia Temple. And that's Franklin's fourth and the second, on Temple. So it looks like Franklin's going to get a 10-point victory here tonight on their home floor to remain unbeaten in the Tri-Valley League. Worcester with the basketball, 20 seconds to go, working it around, trying to get a last-second shot here. Ball on the baseline or on the sideline, almost stolen away there by Temple. but it just rolled out of bounds at the last second with 14 seconds to go. She was coming right for the table, folks. My life was flashing before my eyes there once again. 10 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Franklin leading 50-30. Bounce pass to the right side. Worcester will get it into the corner here for Uriah Haley. 3 seconds to go. Haley with a shot at the buzzer. It won't go. And that's going to do it. Our final score, Franklin 50 and Worcester 30. Postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first.
Fought hard on the glass, so we'll give a listen to Whitney, our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And finally tonight, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll get that tonight to Delamar Vega Haley. 14 points for Worcester, did a little bit of everything, and you can tell how special of a player she is for the Wolverines. I think on a different night, Worcester maybe scores some of those early buckets that they would be right in this game. I think they're a team that's totally capable of playing with Franklin. And let's be honest, Franklin shot the ball very, very well tonight from all over the place. They got some nice contributions from the Whitney and from Ackley. And, of course, Campbell was hitting early. Marissa did a great job. So our final score again here tonight, 50-30. The Franklin girls defeating Worcester will be back on the air tomorrow night in Walton. It'll be the Unitego boys at Walton for a 7:15 tip. Make sure you tune in for that contest. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios. We certainly appreciate Jim's work. He's our in-game producer. And again, our final score tonight, Franklin girls win 50-30. Have a great night. Stay safe. We'll see you tomorrow on WCDO Sports.